Good evening and welcome to this focus on 20 years of democracy brought to you by Government Communications. My name is Koketso Swachane, your host for this evening until 7:30. This feature by Government Communication is part of a broader focus around the country where we speak of the achievements and existing challenges facing our country as we celebrate 20 years of democracy. This evening, we're broadcasting from Government Communications Studios in Parliament. Joining me in studio, Sis Phumla Williams, Acting CEO of Government Communications. Sis Phumla, thank you very much for being with us. Sis Phumla has got some amazing programs that she's going to be sharing with us later on in the program. The fact that we are celebrating 20 years of democracy, I'd like to bring in from the Government Communications, Sis Phumla Williams, Acting CEO. If I can touch on this and allow you the space to speak about this, government has got plans on how it is that we're going to be celebrating 20 years of democracy. Tell us about that, please.
Thank you very much, Koketso, and good evening to the listeners. As Government Communication, we're quite excited that we have got this far as a country. 20 years ago, a number of South Africans didn't have the right to vote. Today, we are quite excited that all South Africans are going to be going to the elections to exercise their democratic right that they reclaimed 20 years ago. And on the 27th, yes, there will be major events that will be happening, but this is the year that we would like South Africans to join government in celebrating the achievements that we have made, because I don't think we've achieved these on our own as government. We've achieved these from working with South Africans as a whole. And we're rolling out a campaign that we want to say, tell your story. Because a lot of us as South Africans have got a lot to share with particularly a younger generation who were still young in 1994. A lot of them are seeing some of these cues from the footages on TV. And this is the moment that we want to use in 2014, that if you are a teacher, you can share with your class what was like in a school 20 years ago and what life is today in the school. We would want to see a situation where some of the teachers can share what life was as a teacher in a fragmented department in terms of races, the colored teachers or African teachers. We want the teachers to engage in that kind of a discussion. We want young people to engage their parents, to establish from their parents, where were they? Did they vote in 1994? What was life like prior to 1994? Because I think we feel that these are stories that are useful in propelling our journey in making a South Africa a better place. And we can only achieve that by taking our younger generation with. And it is in this campaign that we are hoping that even the radio stations, they can begin to start talk shows that talk about people phoning in and saying, what was life like prior to 1994? Because yes, as government, we've just released our 20 years of review, where we are saying this is where we started as government in 1994, and this is where we are. And from where we are sitting, yes, we are saying we've achieved a lot. And that is why we are saying South Africa is a better place than it was prior to 1994. It's because we have factual information, contrary to what other people are saying, that it is worse. Mm-hmm. We are saying it's not worse because we've got facts. We know how many houses we have built. We know how many clinics we have built. But we also don't want to be arrogant enough in not saying that there are still challenges. We're talking about those challenges, but we want South Africans to join us and share with us some of the challenges that they think needs to be unearthed within their communities. So I think that's basically what we're trying to do, and would like everybody to join us. And we will be communicating as GCIS in our provinces and also at national, and we will be also taking our political principle to some of the forums that we will be organizing to get our politicians to share and to also listen with communities, because that's what we're trying to do, is to get our political principle to go with us in this journey within communities. And we're talking about the success stories, but also hearing the success stories of some of the communities.
Some people already might be very excited, wanting to share. I know I remember being very depressed in 1994, being too young to vote. That's another story. but how do we communicate that? How do we tell our story?
We've got quite a number of exciting interventions that we are going to be doing, and we will be communicating as we go along. I think we've started one which was quite exciting, where we invited business in our offices at head office, and we invited the religious communities who also were in our panel, who were sharing with us to say, this is what we think government has achieved, and this is where we think government has failed from the interfaith. And we've also had the business also sharing in a panel with some of our government officials and telling their story to say what these are the challenges. But what we are going to be doing during the year, we will also be arranging some of this interaction at a local level, because we also do think that there's quite a lot that we can learn from communities, and we want to do it in a more or less similar format that we did at office, where we get our politicians to also engage in those kinds of discussions. But even at community level, we are hoping that we are going to be doing that. We will be announcing them as we roll them out. And I think we've got quite a few that we're intending to roll out in the Western Cape. And that's what will be rolling out. Some of them will be in a form of the phone in. We're hoping that we will be getting also some of the ministers and the deputy ministers, but also to take it into a city hall kind of a setup where we engage throughout the year.
20 years of democracy. Government wants to know your story. Tell us your story. And as Sis Phumla outlined, there will be communication from government side as to how we're going to do that. Different platforms. Come back to you, Sis Phumla. Something that grabbed me earlier on when we were discussing, together with Deputy Minister Fransman, the issue of the relationship between South Africans and foreign nationals. And in sticking to various stories that we can tell of our journey to 20 years of democracy, the other one is the relationship that we have with African countries who've contributed to where we are today. Are those some of the stories that you're looking for? And how important are those?
We do need to get involved and talk about these good stories. I think one of the caller who was saying that we are really modest about some of the successes, and I think the figures that they were reckoning in this show is quite mind-boggling, to say who doesn't really realize that we have a good story to tell. And yes, I think the African countries, yes, it is a good story that we need to begin to tell. Because some of us, I think it was our second home. This freedom, I think we always say we cannot celebrate it without taking into account some of the African countries that have contributed in making South Africa a free country. A lot of South Africans who have had to leave the country were hosted by some of these countries, Lesotho, Swaziland, Botswana, Mozambique, Tanzania. Those are some of the countries that hosted a lot of South Africans that left to go and make sure that they carry the struggle of bringing about this freedom that is now a journey towards a country that is a non-racist and free and democratically led by South Africans themselves, without really being segregated in terms of race. So I think for us, we want to hear those good stories. We want to hear South Africans who have been hosted in these countries, who I'm almost certain they have a lot of good stories to tell. They probably will be telling us that at no stage did they feel ostracized by those nationals in those countries. They almost felt welcomed. And I think those are some of the stories that we would be looking forward to hearing from some of our South Africans who have had to live in those countries, and what do they have to say in sharing, and how those countries supported them whilst they were still faced with the struggle. And I think a lot of them will also have a lot of sad moments where a lot of their comrades were killed in those countries, and at no stage did they feel the hostility from the locals in saying, you know, you brought this South African government to our country. Instead, they were embraced. So those are some of the stories that we hope our political leaders will also share, because a lot of them have stayed in those countries, and I think we would share them with South Africans.
Thank you very much, Sis Phumla.